Evening, everyone. It is 7:48 in the PM on Thursday, April 16th. Here at West Valley Water District, we are opening the meeting. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Director Crowther is not here, so someone else has to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, next up is the opening prayer. Do we have Pastor on the line, Pastor David Gomez from Sunrise Church?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, Pastor Gomez? I'm sorry, I apologize. Pastor David Gaunt with Sunrise Church. We'll be stepping in for Pastor Gomez. So it's Pastor David Gaunt. Pastor Gaunt, are you available for the prayer? Hello? I think he may still be on mute. You know what? You could put him just to the mic. Be easier. Just put your phone under the mic.
Pastor David Gaunt?
Yes.
Okay, good. We got him. Okay, Pastor Gaunt, please, thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes.
Please, you're giving us our opening prayer. We thank you very much for joining
Heavenly
us.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your provision. Father, we thank you we could trust. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, we hear you, Pastor Gaunt.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Pastor Gaunt. We're just standing silently with our heads bowed.
Heavenly Father, we also ask that you would give wisdom and understanding to each of these men. We pray, Lord God, that you would direct this meeting. Lord, we thank you that beyond technology, you have sovereignty, and we just ask for a good outcome, for good communication, and for all that you would have us do to serve this community. We ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that blessing. Next up is the roll call of the board of the board members. Secretary Ashe.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor. Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Michael?
Okay. What about I think he'll get back on.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Kyle?
Mr. President?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Tafoya.
This is Kyle. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. He's
I can
present.
Hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can indeed. I heard the end of the prayer, and that was all I heard. It sounds like I went blank after that.
Okay.
That's what I heard, too. I don't think we're really connected.
You are. We're listening to you.
Us.
We're listening to you right now. We're listening to you right now.
You are unmuted.
Oh, there you are. Maybe we can. Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
Mr. President?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you thank you, Robert.
Okay.
Robert Trafoya, I just wanted to make sure I was connected.
Okay. Secretary Ashay, continue with the roll call.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Present.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor. President Channing Hawkins.
Present. Okay, well, I know technically we have a quorum, so we can proceed. And so with that being said, for the agenda before we adopt the
I move the adoption of the agenda.
Right, but we're striking, remember we have to strike item number 20? We're
20.
Or are we striking or continuing that?
Continuing.
So to be continued to our next board meeting?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the consent, everything else, do we have to move? We don't have to move the consent or?
No, we're just adopting the agenda.
We're just adopting the agenda at this point.
I will second Dr. Young's motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
As amended, okay. And so with that said, Secretary Ashay, call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Dr. Taylor's having trouble getting in.
Okay. Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. Next up, public participation. Secretary Ashay, read the public participation statement.
Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to notice public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is a time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. In an effort to prevent the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus and in accordance with the governor's executive order N-2920 and the order of the County of San Bernardino dated March 17, 2020, there will be no public location for attending this board meeting in person. Members of the public may listen and provide public comment via telephone by calling the following number and access code. Dial 888-475-4499 and the access code is 807-977-6383. Public comments may be submitted via email to nfaruqi@wvwd.org. The webinar will also be available for public viewing by visiting the district's website at www.wvwd.org.
Okay, public comment.
Hello, President Hawkins. This is Nassim Faruqi, Public Affairs Manager, West Valley Water District. We did receive two public comments submitted via email. I'm going to go ahead and read those off for the record. First one is by Don Griggs, President, West Valley Water District Ratepayers Association. Corrected copy for public comment at WVWD board meeting. I did not intend to stir up a hornet's nest or open up a can of worms by requesting for you to elaborate on the Chamberlain PR Company contract. Even though I was not in the audience, I did observe your discussion on the matter and learned a lot about who, why, and how much the cost will be to the district for work that is not completed. I might add it is on the agenda for tonight, but I could not locate the report in the agenda packet. I also mentioned the legal cost to the district from board decisions to terminate employees under previous administrations. And from my observation from news articles, board members' comments at board meetings, and your minutes, bad decisions are still being made with this president. For example, I heard Mr. Tafoya read out a legal settlement for Crystal Escalera from the last meeting. To me, the settlement means something was wrong with the way she was terminated. Also, you are also anticipating litigation from six employees according to your closed session agenda. That leads me to wonder who is next on your list to be terminated. I know you are doing performance evaluations on the general manager and legal counsel, and I heard you want to terminate Mr. Manziel. I determined this to be true by the way articles have been written in the newspaper about him. I determined that the information provided to the reporter came from members of the board and staff. Mr. Brown and I have seen this kind of sabotage against black men and women before. We know this game plan, and it always has a bad racial ending while leading to high legal settlements and poor image of the company or agency doing the terminating. For what it is worth, Mr. Brown and I have a high approval rating for Mr. Manziel's work performance under the presidency of Mr. Michael Taylor and Kyle Crowther. They stabilized and improved the reputation in the community while being transparent in managing the district. I shared the observation with the state auditors when I met with them, so include that with his evaluation. We have seen the same improvement in the professionalism from Mr. Robert Tafoya when we request information, so include the Ratepayers Association opinion in his evaluation as well. Plus, he is a Latino law firm, and you have no Latino or women serving on the board or top management positions. Because you hired a PR firm to access the effectiveness of what you are doing in public relations, I think you are going to terminate some of the current staff and replace them with your friends. So is Jeremiah Brzezowski, Nassim Faruqi, or Scott Olson on your hit list? My personal experiences in corporation and public service has forced this sad conclusion on me. This was my only conclusion after researching board minutes, news articles, and watching your behavior at previous board meetings. I noticed that you were continuing a practice of getting the general manager to sign contracts under $25,000 to do business with the district in order to avoid public scrutiny. Just because you bring the contracts up at a board meeting, then tell the public they are a friend and not vote on the contract does not make it right. The end game result is still the same. I have shared with you many times before that Mr. Brown and my loyalty is with the ratepayers of the district and not with the board. We read the agenda and can see that you are anticipating more litigations. Some of your current actions are following the same pattern of a few years ago that created all of the problems. So even though we are not attending the meetings, we do observe and know what is going on. That is the conclusion of his public comment. We do have a second from Mr. Al Vogler. Dear Mr. Faruqi, we had planned to attend the WVWD board meeting tonight, but due to the C virus, we will not be able to do so. The WVWD website indicates that emails sent to you will be read into the record of the meeting on 4/16/2020. Despite the many months that have passed and the number of times I have made public records requests, WVWD has failed to complete those requests. In addition, the attorney for the WVWD has failed to answer why the requests have not been completed. I again note on the agenda for the evening are items for payment of large sums of money to Mr. Tafoya. What propels the board members to continue to subsidize Mr. Tafoya when he does not complete tasks or answer to the public as he is required? During the past 5 to 6 months, I made at least 5 requests to have the matter of Mr. Brzezowski's highly irregular hiring discussed in an open board meeting. I further asked for the explanation of the procedure to have those requests placed on an upcoming agenda. At no time has either a board member or staff member answered or explained my request, nor has such an item been placed on an agenda. Tonight, I am again requesting that an item be placed on a recently upcoming agenda with sufficient advance notice to me to be able to attend this meeting. Driving distance for me to attend any of the meetings is over 40 miles one way. Is it correct that the WVWD board meetings are not live streamed, but would only be available some number of days after any given meeting? If so, why? It cannot be because of a lack of funding, as your expenditures, as indicated in the agenda of 4/16/2020, are indicative of a large reserve. The need for live streaming is evident, and is your mandate to fulfill the motto of transparency as advertised by the district? Thank you so much for the appropriate attention. I know you will dedicate to these matters. Sincerely, Al Vogler.
Who was the last person?
Al Vogler. He's been here on a few occasions. I think he's from Hesperia. Okay. Thank you.
We do not have anyone else. We've had a few people come in. However, we've been asking if anyone else has public comment, and no one else has chimed in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Nassim.
All right. So, first up is a presentation of the district's response to the coronavirus. Staff informed me to give the presentation. Today I'm here to update our ratepayers. Today I'm here to update our ratepayers on your water supply and the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. The West Valley Water District's water quality and safety and supply is excellent, and unaffected by the coronavirus. Today, we aim to assist you by approving a resolution to waive late fees for non-payment or late payment. We know many families and small businesses throughout our community are experiencing challenging times. This measure, waiving late fees, is a good start. Whether waiving fees or hiring critical staff, we're going to continue to do all we can to provide the best and fairest services for our ratepayers. Our customer service representatives are continuing to assist those who request customized payment plans. Each of these payment plans is designed to meet your specific needs and based on your personal financial situation. Our average monthly call volume has increased, so we appreciate your patience as we devote our full attention to every ratepayer in need. You can still make payments at our office, Dropbox, online, pay near me locations, and by telephone and mail. We have installed a sign outside the customer service office outlining payment options in both English and Spanish. Though our customer service center is closed, representatives are still available by calling 909-875-1804 or email customerservice@wvwd.org. Rest assured that West Valley Water District has taken actions to combat the coronavirus. First, we have updated our website and contact you via email. Next, our Emergency Operations Center is fully operational. All employees have been informed of their duties as state-designated disaster workers. Beginning last week, our managers and supervisors began completing emergency management courses to better prepare for and respond to emergencies. 50 total employees have been provided necessary equipment to telecommute. Out of our 87 employees, 26 are telecommuting, 34 are in field operations, 15 are in agency office working in engineering, purchasing, accounting, and executive management departments, and others are on various types of leave. We have taken different additional measures to protect our employees. We have purchased 1,000 KN95 safety masks that were delivered today and 240 reusable cloth masks arriving in the next 2 weeks. We have purchased and are using zero contact thermometers to test temperatures daily. We installed several hand sanitizing wall stations throughout the office and ordered an additional 250. We have been distributing gloves to employees and received an additional delivery today. Disinfectant wipes have been distributed and have been ordered, as well as additional safety and sanitization supplies. We are identifying additional employees who can telecommute. We have shifted our meetings virtually. We have developed a vehicle take-home policy so our operators can deploy from their homes and be able to maintain social distancing. In addition to these, and as well as, we have increased our janitorial services to sanitize and deep clean common areas. In addition to these measures, the Board of Directors approved the production and implementation of a pandemic response. Our IT department has also assisted management and staff in transitioning to telecommuting. We have complied with Governor Newsom's orders. With that said, I'd like to remind everyone to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. This destroys the virus. We are going to beat this together. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I want to thank our management and employees for their tireless work during this difficult times. Again, our ratepayers, if they have any questions, can go to our website, www.wvwd.org, or call us at 909-875-1804. Thank you for listening, and have a good evening. Please, God bless you and keep your family safe. With that being said.
President Hawkins?
Yes.
Apologize. I just want to inform you that Director Dr. Taylor is on the line now.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Now, moving on to the Special District Leadership Foundation, our commitment to excellence. Someone giving that presentation? Jared.
Nassim, can you get Jeremiah? He's online.
Great. Can you guys hear me?
Perfect. Yep.
Are you guys able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great. It's Assistant General Manager Jeremiah Brzaski. This is just an update to remind the directors to sign up for courses. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we hear you.
So this is This is Assistant General Manager Jeremiah Brzoski here to give you guys just a quick update this time, as we've done two prior PowerPoints. We're going over a district of distinction, a new direction on the road to excellence. Now, we just wanted to inform the board again, because of COVID-19, the April 19th through 22nd has been canceled. So the June 28th through June 30th summit is still in place, and if anybody has registered for that, it's still not been canceled, and you're able to take any of the courses online now. So special districts have transferred all the courses online, and just remember that you can take all of your certificates online now. That was just a reminder.
Okay. Thank you very much for your presentation. Any questions about the presentation? No. Okay. Thank you. That completes the presentation by, next up is the consent calendar.
Mr. President, I move the consent calendar.
Okay.
Mr. President.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I would request that item 17 and 5 be pulled for separate discussion.
Which items?
5 and 17. And then I do have a couple technical questions on a couple other items, but I don't want to pull them.
Okay.
You want to move second that with those two amendments?
Yeah, I heard you. We're in discussion. He asked to pull item 17 and item number
five.
But the discussion, are you amending your...
I ask motion? Him if I would amend my motion.
Well, typically we just allow board members to pull it, but
okay.
We do, but he needs to, there was a motion and it was seconded before the pulling.
I was so trying to get
if he,
in
but
quicker.
He's amending it to include
I
your pulling.
To include
right.
Your stuff.
Item number 17 and 5 are pulled.
Okay. And then, like I said, I do have a real quick question on number 12.
Okay. All right. Is there a second to the amended motion?
I'll
make the second.
Okay. It's been moved and properly seconded. Secretary Escalera, let's call for the vote.
Can I just ask a real quick question, Martine, on number 12? Mr. Martine, on item 12, it didn't specify what level of an accountant. Is it 1, 2, or 3?
The accountant position that's being requested for an exemption?
Yes.
It's still a regular accountant. It's not labeled
like
1, 2, or 3. No.
It's just by, okay. All right, thank you, that's it. I just wanted to clarify.
Okay, all right. Okay, with that being said, Secretary Escalera, can we have the vote? Secretary Ashe, can we call for the vote?
That's okay. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yeah.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. Okay. With that being said, let's...
Mr. President, for my records, can you just tell me how many were pulled, please?
Item number 5 and item number 17. I think that makes 2 items that were pulled.
Thank you, Mr. President.
First up, item number 5, budget preparation schedule FY 2020-2021.
Thank you, Mr. President. I mean, do you want staff to give a report, or can I just ask my concerns or questions?
Were you intended? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't, Ricky, I don't really have any issue with most of the stuff on here, but I was curious about this May 1st to the 3rd board staff retreat. Are we still planning on doing a retreat?
So,
or has that been kind of canceled with COVID?
Yeah, that's been canceled.
Okay, I just really wanted to clarify that before we approved it.
Yeah, well, and that's why it's in front of you. So if there are discussion edits. We can just make
those
right now.
Finance committee said no to that.
Okay, but I just didn't want to approve it without clarifying.
Oh, no. I think that was just on there. We're not having a...
It was the original schedule, and I did not want to make any adjustments to it.
So okay.
Okay, yes. And so, no, we're not...
Okay.
Obviously, I don't...
I was a little surprised when I saw
virtual, which probably,
Yeah, workshops are one thing. But a whole full retreat with staff, I was like, now's not the time. So with that being said, Mr. President, I'll go ahead and move the item as amended so that it properly reflects that we canceled that.
I second.
Okay, second it. The motion has been moved and properly seconded. The budget preparation schedule for FY 2021 with the amendment that we're no longer having the board retreat, the board and staff retreat. Secretary Ashe, let's call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yeah.
Director Greg Young.
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young.
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther.
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins.
Yes. Okay, that motion has been moved and properly seconded. Next up is the item 17, approval for payment of invoices for Dr. Bill Mathis and Associates.
Okay, so I had a question on this, Ricky. These are the invoices we have before us. They really add up, and I'm curious, has accounting checked to verify that all these invoices occurred while he was under contract? Because I know he was here after the point in which his contract had already expired. So are these invoices covered by the times when he was on contract, or are these basically invoices when he wasn't on contract?
I believe there's a mixture, but most of them was while he was on contract. And I went through the invoices to ensure that these weren't invoices that was duplicated, and confirmed that they're all during the contract period, and they are new invoices. They're not duplication.
Okay, because you basically just said two things. At the beginning of your statement, you said that there was a mixture. And at the end,
sorry, yes. There is a mixture. Yes, I just can't identify tonight which ones are.
So there are invoices here which may have occurred after his contract had expired.
Right? And I'll let Jim discuss that.
I think actually you want to direct that to the
whoever can answer.
Manager.
His contract was enforced, but he didn't have enough money.
Right.
And so.
So these were beyond the scope of his contract.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the rest of the board if they want to take action on this, but I would prefer to see a better analysis done of what happened under his contract and what was sufficient to be covered by his contract and what occurred after his contract had been expended. But I'll leave it to the board on what you all want to do. But
I do appreciate that, and I think we can direct staff to give us an analysis of that to the board members so we can come back and review that if that's okay. Seen the invoices like you.
I have no problem paying him when it's under contract, but I know that there was kind of some area there.
Yeah, and I agree. I think, but that is one more of an administrative oversight versus our contractor who may have been performing work in good faith versus whether someone or whether our processes internally were not adequately followed. That's why I see it as two different.
I have no issue with what you're saying, and certainly if the board would be willing to entertain a motion that I'll make now that we continue this to the next meeting so that staff can properly kind of show us what lies in what pot, and then we can decide as a board what we want to do in terms of both of those pots, the invoices which were covered and the invoices that may not have been covered. Would that suffice as far as time, Mr. General Manager and CFO?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think you're putting forward a motion now.
C-
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second for Director Young's motion?
Did he cut second? If not, I
no,
would.
No, there hasn't been a second yet.
I second.
Dr. Young seconds it? Okay. Secretary Ashe, unless there's more discussion.
What's the motion again?
The motion is that this item be continued for our next meeting with the with staff to report back what services were performed and were those services performed under contract at the time. Mm-hmm. And then once we have that information to the board to decide what to do with the services that were performed under contract versus the services that weren't. That's the motion. I have some, I do have a little discussion with that. I didn't have the time to, didn't have the opportunity to work with Dr. Mathis closely, but I know he did a lot of good work and, was a very factual person and did a lot of good stuff. My concern, and I think that, I don't always discuss items, but with this is the issue with, in my opinion, is not so much with Dr. Mathis and whether he performed services. It would be more the adherence to our internal fiscal controls and our internal administrative policies. And, and what we as the board and have to do is we have to be more vigilant in how we, in regard to how we treat how staff and we hold them accountable when these kind of oversights happen. So, as much as I want to, I'm not sure exactly what Dr. Mathis would have done, but I think our staff needs to come back and properly explain what exactly happened, because it would be our staff's issue versus Dr. Mathis. So we can do it one of two ways.
And Mr. President, if I could just add with that, I completely agree with you, and I think it's important that we understand what did or did not fall across the line so that we can be better prepared to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen. So I'm not saying I don't want to pay him. I just said that we need to have a proper accounting of what did or did not fall within the actual contract.
And I think one of the things that will help us, I guess we're in discussion, is procurement now is under this. I think at a lot of time these services were performed and some of these contracts that may have not had the same consistency with their
oversight.
Well, it was when procurement was not under the CFO, and we as a board have taken action to align because I'm just asking about our. I think I'm germane to the topic. So currently, when this kind of thing happens, I know there's a project manager that oversees that particular contract, but the purchasing and the CFO's office now in our current structure, if this happened today, not 4 months ago, you all would have to monitor that. Or how do we make sure these kind of questions don't even become questions?
I'll chime in real quick here. So the process I'm starting to establish and put into place is when these agreements and contracts are signed and they come before the board and they're approved, we obtain a copy of the contract that goes to purchasing. We create a blanket PO for professional services for the approved amount. When the invoices come in, they get routed to the proper approver. It comes to accounting with the purchase order numbers on it. We pay it off of the PO, and that purchase order amount is being reduced by that invoice. And when we get to a level of zero or negative, the system will let us know that we don't have any more funds here and we cannot pay the invoice.
Well, I understand it from a system, but is the project manager responsible for keeping an eye on that? Saying, hey, we're coming up on, you got $1,000 left in your contract. We got to talk about whether we have to go back to the board or whatever other mechanism to do it.
The project manager will keep an account when they're approving that invoice on their own.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, accounting is also monitoring it as we pay. The project manager's responsibility is when they get to a certain level, mm-hmm. if they feel that the services are going to be continue or needing more funding, mm-hmm. Have the ability to bring something to the board or to general manager mm-hmm. to approve additional funding mm-hmm. For the project and provide the explanation. If the approval if the addition is approved, that's when we would go ahead and enter that into the system as a change order or a task order and then add more funds to that purchase order. So we've got a double checking of accounting then going on, one from the project manager standpoint and one from my office's standpoint.
Okay. All right. So I guess
Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President, Robert Tafoya, I just wanted to let you know, I think it's obviously Director Young's request to figure out what happened here is a good one, and that should definitely be done. But when you're thinking about that, I want you to remember that it'd be very difficult to not pay this bill, even if he did some work that was not under contract. And the reason I say that is because, you know, if he did the work and the district received the services, and the district didn't say, hey, you know, you got to stop, you know, there would be a pretty strong argument, and it's called an equitable argument, not a legal one. You'd have to have a contract to have a legal argument. But the equitable argument would be from him, I did the work, you guys knew I was doing it, nobody told me to stop, and so you owe me the money. So I just want you to think about that, even if it turns out that he did do some work under contract. You know, in all likelihood, he's mm-hmm. probably due that payment.
Yeah.
No, I'm Robert. I'm in no way disputing the fact that we probably owe him the full amount. I just simply want an accounting, so again, we can learn from this, from whatever may have happened. And again, we don't know the extent. And I think that's the important thing is let's see what did and didn't fall out of line, because then it would allow you know, the CFO, mm-hmm. oh, if these three invoices went over, let's backtrack mm-hmm. then, figure out where the failures were. But right now, we don't know where the failures mm-hmm. were because we haven't dug into it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just asking the board to consider my motion to, you know, extend this to the next meeting. We can, you know, have a full report then, and we can take action then. I just want to be clear because, I mean, these are significant amounts, you know, as far and we know that there was a little fuzziness around that time with his mm-hmm. contract. So I just want to be clear of what did or did not occur.
Right. And separate from the issue with Dr. Mathis, I'm in agreement with the Mr. Tafoya that, you know, we're going to have to pay this bill. And I see the part where we deep dive as an organization and find out what we did wrong. I don't know if that necessarily means Dr. Mathis shouldn't get what he's due. I know I'm probably getting a little out of the being germane, but as far as our staff, hold on one second, Chief. Does our staff, the project managers who have these contracts, do they receive specific training on a routine yearly basis so they can understand how to manage these contracts? Is that something that we can request? I don't know. I'm just.
I don't think they do, and it would be a good idea to have some sort of a.
Okay. Yeah. Because we need to be solution oriented versus, you know, as much as we are policymakers and we don't do this and make it happen on a daily basis, I think part of what we have to do is kind of lay out, you know, these things happen, and they particularly happen when people are not trained and instructed on how to manage these. So as much as, you know, anyone could want to hold staff accountable, and not to say there can't be an account, if we haven't directed and created a culture of training and people knowing how to manage this stuff, we also have to have a level of accountability as the board members too. But With that being said, we have a motion on the floor. Secretary Ashe, please call for the vote.
Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
What was the motion, Mr. President, and who seconded it?
Director Young,
Director,
restate your motion.
My motion was to continue this item until the next meeting so that staff can prepare a full accounting of the invoices or something to that effect.
And Dr. Clifford Young seconded it.
Thank you.
Okay, the vote.
Okay. Director Dr. Michael Taylor?
No.
Okay. Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
No.
President Channing Hawkins?
No.
Thank you. Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President?
Yes. Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we pass that item.
No. Okay. But yes. Okay. That's a motion. Is there a second?
Pass numbers.
I'll second the motion.
17.
Okay. I just want to make an amendment to the motion, which is that we still get the we pass the item. But at next meeting, I want a detailed accounting of what happened and how it happened. If there were any issues, I would like to add that. So okay. Is that okay?
Okay, so that's a friendly amendment.
Friendly amendment.
Is that accepted? It's accepted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, call for the vote.
What's the motion?
The motion is to pass the... to pay the bill, but to bring back the accounting at next meeting as Director Young requested. So we're still going to get the information and make sure we address our administrative issues, but we're not going to hold Dr. Mathis responsible for that. We're going to have our conversation separate from Dr. Mathis, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So, but we.
Okay. Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
I'm sorry, I can't hear. What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are we calling
I didn't.
Yes,
get a
we're calling for the vote.
I didn't get a second on that. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You seconded.
Yeah, I seconded it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Director Dr. Michael Taylor.
Yes.
Director Greg Young.
Abstain.
Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Channing Hawkins?
Yes. All right. With that being said, I guess those are all the items for consideration. Now we can go to board reports. The assessment for the assessment report for external affairs, as we stated earlier, is being continued. It's being continued to our next meeting. Now we can move on to reports, limited to 5 minutes. The board reports first.
Apologize if I could just make a suggestion just on comments that we're receiving online. When you do speak, if you do decide to speak on a report, just speak closely to the microphone because some people are having trouble listening due to the masks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We'll try to do a better job. Luke, I'm not your father.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'd like to give all my time to Director Greg Young.
All right, so I have 10 minutes then, right?
Okay, come on. Board reports.
I'll just make it quick. I just wish everybody at home who's watching, y'all stay safe. You know, it's a very difficult time, but just know that here, you know, your water's safe to drink. There are no issues with your water. and just, you know, please be safe out there. I work in healthcare, so I see it on a daily basis, and you know, I know everybody's getting antsy to get back out there, but we just got to hold on a little bit longer. But thank you, everybody, and just stay safe out there.
And okay.
I'll yield back the other 9 minutes of my time.
No.
Anybody? Okay. Any other board reports?
No.
Nope. Okay. All right. Then legal. Other staff reports. Can we do general counsel? Do you have other reports under you and your staff?
Yes, we have two reports. One from.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Before you, General.
Out of quote.
No, General Counsel, you can go at the end. We let the General Manager go first.
We have two reports.
Sorry, Mr. President.
Is that okay, or is that out of order?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay,
please.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Okay.
We have two reports, one by HR, and then the second one will be by finance.
Okay. HR?
Going to give an update on the AGM recruitment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had some issues with the contract. We worked out the language. Now our site has a sign. We have to sign the contract.
Can
it's
you
ready
speak
to
in
be
the
signed.
Mic?
Again, a report on the AGM search. We had some issues with the contract. We fixed those issues. Now we have to sign the contract. The Hawkins Group has requested district information, including your names and your email addresses and your phone numbers, because they're going to be calling you, asking you questions of what kind of issues you are interested in addressing in the brochure. They've also requested names and information on the executive staff. We provided that, and they're in the process of beginning to draft the brochure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Mr. CFO?
Did you have anything on COVID-19? Do you have anything more on your policies that you're implementing?
We've already provided that to President Hawkins.
All right.
Good evening, everyone. A brief update from the Chief Financial Officer's office. I'm going to try to make this a normal routine to the board so you get an understanding of what's happening. COVID-19, since we're on that topic. By the way, we received our KN95 mask today, and I have samples, so if you don't mind, General Manager, pass it around. You can take one and send it back to me, and all of our staff in the field will have one of that. From an expense standpoint, we've spent a total of about $155,000 to date. Of that, $97,000 or so was labor-related, and about $58,000 was for materials. The materials are masks. We spent about $9,000 in masks. We bought new cell phones. $2,500, laptops is about $4,600, licensing for software, $7,000, water, $5,200, gloves, sanitizers, janitorial services, and our public safety consultants. So that's the expenditures to date for the COVID-19 related activities.
Okay, let me ask you this. In regard to those activities, is it true that we're supposed to be able to seek reimbursement for those activities?
So yes, these are what I did from the onset of the pandemic. I've established project code in our accounting system to track labor and expenses. That's why I was able to get this accounting. The reason for that is because when we are filing our reimbursement, we have to be very detailed with the reimbursement, like I am right now, and we have to provide supporting documentation for all claimed expenses. So yes, these are reimbursable. If we're going to get 100% of it, I can't say that, but we are going to apply for the reimbursements.
And just one last question. As far as our revenues from the last billing cycle, are we in line or where are we?
So I'll flip to the second page. We are in line, and I'll give you some of the numbers here. Receipts from March 2019 was $1.7 million. March 2020 was $1.5 million. So we're about $2 million, $200,000 shy, sorry. Billing from March 2019 was $1.4 million. And March 2020 was $2 million. So we billed a little more. And the reason we did that was because of our conversion. Some of the bills were late, so we kind of had to.
So is the discrepancy a part of just the lag from us having late?
The billing discrepancy is part of the lag.
Okay.
The receipts discrepancy is a combination of things. The conversion and the emergency. So I can't identify exactly what it is, but it's a combo of both of those activities.
Director Young.
Ricky, I did have a question because we had the resolution which the board passed tonight for the COVID and waiving the
late fees
and all that. Is that covered by the state or the Fed as potential lost losses for the district?
I can't answer that yes or no, but it's an expense that we can apply for reimbursement.
Yeah, because I know that at the hospital, like, we're down revenue-wise significantly.
Yes.
Because of the actions we've had to take to be ready for the surge and all that fun stuff. But I was just wondering if that is one of those things which they would let us charge them or put in for. So I realize you don't have the answer, but if you could maybe look at that, because I think that might be something, if they'll re-incoop us for that, that would really help us on hitting our numbers for the year.
Exactly, yeah. And I will. I will definitely put it on there. Matter of fact, if you're interested, I do have some numbers relating to that if you would like me to let you know what that is.
Well, I'm okay. Dr. Young?
You gave us the revenue numbers?
Well, I gave you the revenue numbers and the receipts numbers, the billing numbers and the receipt numbers.
What about the expense numbers?
The expenses, overall for the district?
What's the delta between the revenue and the expenses?
That's in.
You have it.
I didn't do an analysis of that. I just have our monthly financials.
But Dr. Young, we can, yeah, but just next meeting, I appreciate your report. I think I asked Ricky on Monday to have something just because.
It's good.
I'm just like in working in the public sector like you, and everybody's having these revenue issues and making sure that we had something. But next meeting, we just, just keeping an eye. I think you can tell from the questions we ask kind of what we want to make sure we keep an eye on. Every public sector agency is having the same kind of revenue, and we want to make sure as we get closer to the budget for next year, we know we're going to have some tightening of the bootstraps. But with that being said, that's all the reports. Now the general.
I have a few more.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Quickly. Regarding the policies, we've completed four drafts. That's in review right now, waiting for some more. The payroll position, we've actually posted this in a week and received 75 applicants. So
excellent.
We closed it already. Our RFP for audit services was posted April 2nd. We've already received six firms that actually opened it up. I'm not sure if they're going to,
All right.
Our mid-year budget adjustments are being entered and processed right now, so we should have the budget sheets completed to the departments for their feedback for next year's budget. And the next year budget forms was already sent. So quick and dirty.
All right. Thank you. With that being said, unless there's any other staff reports, let's go to General Counsel. Mr. General Counsel, Mr. Tafoya. Yes.
I don't think he heard you. And whoever has the TV on, if they could mute them.
Well, Mr. Tafoya? Mr. Tafoya? Robert Tafoya?
Mr. President?
Okay, good. Okay. Yes.
Would you like me to report out?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. The board voted in closed session to accept the offer of Debbie Martinez to separate from the district. The vote was 3 in favor, Director Young, President Hawkins, Vice President Crowther, 1 against, Dr. Clifford Young, and 1 abstention, Dr. Mike Taylor. I will the offer was received very recently, and I will report out the total amount once it's calculated by the CFO. Number 2, the board accepted the offer of Jeremiah Brosowski to separate from the district. The vote was 3 in favor, 1 against, and 1 abstention. The abstention was Greg Young. Dr. Clifford Young voted against. Vice President Crowther voted in favor. President Hawkins voted in favor. And Director Taylor voted in favor. And that number will be reported out when it's calculated as well.
Okay. With that being said,
that concludes my report, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. With that being said, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Thank you. Motion, meeting adjourned, 8:45.
Dinner time.